went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Hantoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally, located in Newburgh, New York. And I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. We do not answer your questions fully while on the show. Please consider contacting any one of us directly for the answers that you seek. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding what the concerns that you have. Now, I'm here with you each week on air. We talk about different health-related topics and things that you can do to help your health and help your family's health. And the man that helps me do that is sitting across the studio from me. His name is Mark Sabin, and we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you, Doc Rick. I enjoy doing these shows with you because there's always such a wealth of information that we discuss, and your perspective is different than what you see in most of what we think of as healthcare today. And as you say, it's not really healthcare that you're provided with. It's more about sick care, keeping you sick. And one of the major things that people are facing today is dealing with pain and pain management. It's leading people into taking pain medication and the medication addiction that follows. So I know in your practice, you do not prescribe medications at all. But is pain an issue that you often get asked about in your office?
Well, it's interesting because many days people call the office because they are in pain. Some are shopping for the medications that you referenced, and some are looking for the alternative to managing their pain with their without the drugs. And so I probably get about 20 phone calls a week for people who are looking to have their prescription renewed, either because, quote, their doctor seems to have magically moved away That's usually what the
that's a good excuse.
The excuse is, yes, my doctor moved away, and I need to find a new pain management doctor. And I'm like, so what is it that you take for your pain management? Well, I'm on this medication or that medication, you know, oxycodone being probably the major one that they're on. And they're just looking to get their prescription renewed. At the end of the day, I say, well, if you go to a website that I recommend and watch the video testimonies and read the information, if that's something that interests you to stop your pain without the medication, by all means, call me back and we can do an evaluation to determine if what we're going to do for you is going to get you out of pain. And they always seem like they say that they're going to go do that and they'll call me back, but they never call back. And then it's always interesting when the gentleman or the woman calls me back not recognizing the fact that they've already talked to me before. They're just simply going through the internet or they're going through the phone book and they're just trying to find a phone number or somebody that's going to write them their prescription and give them the fix that they need for their pain relief.
Well, that is, I mean,
it's very sad.
It's a terrible situation for people. I mean, pain is clearly a major health issue, but now you're talking about the issue of where people are so addicted to these painkillers that they are in this kind of distress where they're, you know, don't even recognize that they're calling you again. It's pretty amazing. But, you know, once you're in pain, it is very disruptive to your life. It's hard to think. It's hard to participate in a lot of the things of living. And so how important is it to get out of pain?
Well, you got to appreciate that pain indicates you have crossed over to more abnormal versus normal. It's the body protecting itself and should be seen as a warning sign of something significant that needs to be addressed. And when addressed properly, it gets well. But we don't address it by masking it with medication. Masking it with medication is okay for a temporary solution, but what the medical doctors truly need to be doing is they need to say, listen, you have this pain, this severe pain, I'm going to write you a prescription and I'm going to refer you to somebody that can help you resolve the issue for why you have pain. We don't resolve the issues, we just write the medication scripts. We should send you to somebody that can help you resolve that issue, but that never happens.
So what's happening to you when you're in pain? I mean, physiologically?
Well, the pain centers in the brain are stimulated and a series of circuits are activated and inflammation is usually part of it. Neurologically, the nerve tracts are activated and the junction boxes that relay the pain are activated. And in chronic pain, they get stuck on those junction boxes. So they stay open, they stay on. And instead of opening for a period of time and then closing, they don't close. They just stay open. So the pain centers continue to fire.
So it seems that inflammation is one of those problems that is so related to pain. I mean, it from everything that I've read, it seems that inflammation is related to any number of health issues.
Well, that's true, but inflammation is not necessarily associated with pain. Locally, pain and inflammation are related, but neurogenic pain, the pain within the nerve tracts being corrupted, does not involve inflammation itself. It just simply involves a circuit that's either open and firing or closed and no longer producing pain.
Mm-hmm. So when that circuit's open, I mean, the doctor will ask you, what kind of pain are you in? Can you rate your pain from 1 to 10? What does that information tell them?
Well, subjectively, what level of pain you are aware of through your nervous system's ability to communicate. It's a piece of the puzzle. What doctors will do, because sometimes it's hard to understand what the person's experiencing, and so there'll be several different types of rating systems that they have to fill out. And sometimes we find that the people are just checking the box of a certain amount of pain because they want a certain amount of attention. But when we ask them different questions, or we ask them through an examination to put a finger on the area where they have pain, and every time they come back to that throughout the course of the evaluation, the point of pain changes. You know, sometimes that puts a person into a classification of a malingerer, where they're creating more of it mentally than they are actually experiencing it physically. So subjectively, it's very, very hard to quantify that. So then what doctors will typically do is they'll order some objective testing to see if there's any viewing or specific reason for why the person would have pain. If a nerve is being pinched, or if there's some sort of a lesion or disease process going on within the nervous system itself that may qualify as an objective finding.
And people have different tolerance for pain as well.
Yes, they do. And so it becomes important not to ignore pain, but to understand what it means and have that properly addressed. Because if you're not going to address it properly, then you're probably going to have pain longer than you need to have pain.
Now, speaking of the length of time of pain, there's a difference between being in severe pain, like if you were to break your leg or something where you could be in severe pain at that time, and chronic pain. Could you describe that? that?
Well, severe pain can be acute in nature. Chronic pain is pain that has continued for extended periods of time. You know, severe pain, maybe, you know, you're trying to hammer a nail in and you miss the nail and you hit your thumb with a hammer. That's going to be severe pain.
That's real painful.
And it's interesting that the time lag between the time when you hit your thumb, you actually have a thought, that's going to hurt. And then the pain center's firing in your brain and you're like, yes, that really does hurt. That's severe acute pain. Chronic pain is when the channels are stuck open and the pain centers continue to fire, and it's a difficult situation to live with. And there are ways where, you know, I've taken different technique seminars where we can learn how to shut a person's pain off.
Well, that's interesting that you talk about shutting the pain off, because one of the things that I've read about is that people suffer from phantom pain, people who have had limbs actually amputated, and yet they will feel pain in a hand that's no longer there. What's going on with them?
Well, the nervous system's main controller, the brain, still registers the part of the body that has been amputated. So let's say you've had your right arm removed from the elbow down to the fingers. Well, that the nerves that used to go all the way out to your fingers, that area of your brain still thinks that there is a, just because the hand is removed doesn't mean that that part of your brain ceases to exist. So what will happen is the brain will continue to send signals, and sometimes it will get some sort of corruption sent back to where the person feels like, you know what, my left or my right index finger is hurting even though I don't have a right hand.
That's, yes, interesting and very curious. Now, one of the things that I've heard said is that pain is information. So what do you have to say about that thought?
Well, I would agree. Pain is information telling you your level of agreement with what is occurring. And so when you have a strong disagreement with what is occurring, it's going to result in pain. When your body can't adjust and adapt to, when it's lost greater than 60% of normal functioning, mm-hmm. then your body will produce a symptom. And one of those types of symptoms can be pain. And so pain is truly information telling you that you've gone way out of bounds and you need to readjust and get back into balance and back to normal.
Mm-hmm. And so now what happens if you're not able to manage chronic pain?
Well, it can be debilitating. It could drive someone to a heightened state of psychosis, and you know, the person may actually prefer to end their life than continue living. And you know, we've seen people who've been in different types of pain, not like Al that hurts pains, but pain deep within their nervous system. You know, the famous actor Robin Williams, he spent years trying to deal with his uncomfortableness with inside of his body, and at one point, you know, he got to the point where he was just like, you know what, it's not worth continuing to live in this kind of pain, and he chose to take his life. And you know, at the end of the day, I don't think that that's something that we should all be doing, but I did respect his choice to end his suffering.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's there, and a lot of the suffering oftentimes is not just the physical pain, but it's the mental and emotional pain that's associated with the situation. This is a great conversation. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I'd like to talk to you some more about pain management.
Absolutely. But please listen to these commercials from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Doc Rick from When Your Health Matters radio show. Do you have pain? If you suffer with chronic pain and would like a natural solution that literally takes seconds to achieve, please call 845-561-2225 and schedule yourself for a free test. The test will let you know if this groundbreaking technique will end your pain. Don't live another day with pain when your life is waiting for you to reclaim it. Call 845-561-2225 and eliminate your pain. Sponsored in part by the Foundation for Wellness Professionals, a nonprofit organization.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
We are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today we're talking about chronic pain and what can be done for chronic pain.
Well, before we get into what can be done, I'm a little curious about what the history of treating pain is. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I'll be honest with you, not really. I've never really looked into it. I'm aware of the old remedies and the ways they used to attempt to subdue pain. Give me an example.
Well, for instance, you know, way back when surgeons used alcohol to help people cope with the pain of an operation. And you'll see in movies, you know, the grizzled cowboys biting a bullet when they take the arrow out. But really, that's not much could be done for pain.
Well, not really. So the person would usually pass out from the pain, and this was the body's way of coping with the pain.
Mm-hmm. What about when did opiates start to show up on the scene?
Well, believe it or not, way back in 3400 BC.
Wow.
Opium was cultivated in the lower Mesopotamia and was used throughout history until modern times. Chinese surgeons used it in the early 220 AD, and in 1898, the Bayer Company started producing another opioid, which was called heroin, on a commercial scale. From its first clinical trials, it was considered a wonder drug, and its use spread as addicts discovered that its effects could be amplified by injecting it. Now, in 1914, the Harrison Narcotics Tax Act imposed a tax on those making, importing, or selling any derivative of opium or coca leaves. And by the 1920s, doctors were aware of the highly addictive nature of the opioids and tried to avoid treating patients with them. Heroin became illegal in this country in 1924. Now, in World War II, that was a turning point for the physicians treating pain as doctors worked to treat severely injured soldiers. Anesthesiologists opened nerve block clinics, and in the 50s and 60s, to manage the pain without having to resort to surgery. So that's kind of the history, and it kind of brings us up to modern day today, where there's all that stuff going on.
Yeah, there's so much going on with it. Do you know what makes these painkillers, the opioids, so addictive?
They bind to a specific receptor for the nerve system itself, and it creates a craving for the opioid. The response becomes addictive. It's very similar to sugar, mm-hmm. In terms of how we develop the sugar addictions. We have these receptors in our nervous system that when they get stimulated, they want more stimulation. So they keep, they create the cravings within people.
And as I understand addiction, the more that you crave it, also your resistance to it or the amount that you require to get to the same level of relief.
Absolutely, yeah. It's like alcohol, When you first start drinking alcohol, maybe a beer gets you buzzed, and pretty soon you got to drink several beers in order to get the same response because the body develops a tolerance. And, to have a new result, you have to go beyond the threshold that you're used to.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that there must have been a point when they discovered chloroform that could, take people out and knock them out basically during their surgery. And that's got to be a game changer. But didn't that have some big problems as well?
Well, they discovered this back in the 1840s. And of course it has problems. All drugs have some degree of problem. They satisfy one need, but they don't satisfy all the needs. And that's the truth of what we need to appreciate with regards to prescription medications or even over-the-counter medications. They're going to work to a certain degree, but they are going to have certain side effects for the simple fact that these are chemicals that the body shouldn't be having coming in, but that doesn't stop them from being produced because there are extremes of pains and extremes of discomfort that people need to have resolved. And so there's a lot of money to be made because there's, a question of, well, how much will a person pay in order to get out of pain?
Mm-hmm. And I mean, there are a lot of different types of anesthetics that are out there. I mean, are they all potentially dangerous?
If the wrong anesthesia is used, absolutely.
Okay. So now, when you go under anesthesia, I mean, that can sometimes even be more dangerous than the actual procedure you're having done.
Well, it can, because there are certain negative effects that could happen. Mm-hmm. If a person has an allergic response to the anesthesia, what they're going to have to do in order to resolve that is sometimes worse than what they were going to go in and do as far as the surgical procedure goes.
So. Yeah. I mean, I've heard of things like deep vein thrombosis and things like that resulting from being under anesthesia.
Right.
So there's also an epidural. Can you describe what an epidural is and how that works?
Well, epidural administration is a medical route of administration in which the drug or contrast agent is injected into the epidural space of the spinal cord.
Wow.
And that's essentially what happens there. They inject it into that part, and it kind of creates almost like a nerve block.
Uh-huh. So is that similar to what they use in the dentist's office when they use Novocaine?
It works locally to stop the nerve's ability to communicate for a period of time. The nerve cells are essentially turned off locally.
Mm-hmm. So are there risks associated when you block nerves in that way?
Oh, absolutely. You could injure the nerve and be stuck with chronic pain if a nerve block is administered improperly. And this is not something that should be happening in the back of a clinic. This should be done in a very clean, normal medical procedure route. It's not something that should be being done haphazardly or just anybody who comes in, but there are these types of pain clinics throughout the country. And just because you're proficient at administering a shot doesn't mean that you know exactly where to put the shot.
Oh, so actually, if you were to go to a disreputable person or somebody who was not really truly trained in how to administer something like Novocaine, you could actually do damage and permanently alter a person.
You could if you injure the nerve or if the needle's placed into the nerve and injures how the nerve normally communicates.
So between the dentist's office and the epidural, these are really high risk occupations.
Well, they're riskier than what the average person might think. Doesn't mean that they can't be done effectively and efficiently. It's just, mm-hmm. you as the consumer, if somebody's going to inject you with something, you need to be aware of what the potential side effects are, what the complications are. You need complete, fully informed consent. Mm-hmm. And the doctors will usually give you a form to read and fill out and sign your name away. And just because you've signed it doesn't necessarily mean that you understand it. So make sure that you go over it with your doctor before you sign the form so that you understand to the best of your ability and they can explain to you what it is that you need to understand.
Well, it's so important because, we do have to deal with being able to manage people's pain, and particularly if you're going in for some kind of procedure where you don't want to experience the pain during that procedure. You want to be able to deal with it. So these things are very important, but being informed and informed consent, awfully important things.
Absolutely.
We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, a few more questions that I have for you about pain management.
Absolutely. Thank you for listening. Please listen to this commercial, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Doc Rick from When Your Health Matters radio show. Do you have pain? If you suffer with chronic pain and would like a natural solution that literally takes seconds to achieve, please call 845-561-2225 and schedule yourself for a free test. The test will let you know if this groundbreaking technique will end your pain. Don't live another day with pain when your life is waiting for you to reclaim it. Call 845-561-2225 and eliminate your pain. Sponsored in part by the Foundation for Wellness Professionals, a nonprofit organization.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today, Mark and I are talking about chronic pain. We're talking about the medications associated with chronic pain, the history of those medications, and something for the listeners to consider if they have chronic pain.
Yeah, there's so many problems that have been, on the rise because of the opioid prescription medications, which has been leading to more and more the street heroin because it's so much cheaper for the people who are then addicted to these prescription medications. So they end up turning to heroin.
Yes, they do.
And heroin, when I was growing up, it used to be outside the mainstream public. But now you hear about regular people just getting hooked and parents and just regular middle class people. In fact, I've just heard the other day that overdoses on these drugs are now claiming more lives than illegal guns.
And you heard that too, huh?
Yeah. Wow.
It's actually quite sad. And it seems ridiculous that street drugs are so widely available. Something definitely needs to be done about that. Education, regulation, something.
So
now, I have some patients who are doing everything they can to overcome their addiction, and we're having great success when you address the basis for the addiction within the individual, and they're staying away from using the drugs that they were using before they came into my office.
So to begin with, the first thing we have to deal with is how do you manage your pain without using drugs?
Well, I do a technique called Neurologic Relief Centers Technique, and it's founded at nrc.md. That's the website. N is in Nancy, R is in Robert, C is in Cat. Period. M as in Mary, D as in doctor. So nrc.md. And I would invite anyone listening who is experiencing chronic pain to look at that website, read all the testimonials, watch the compelling videos. And if it's compelling enough for you to call, I would welcome the opportunity to help you stop your pain and stop your pain naturally.
That's great. Now, there are other techniques that don't involve that I've heard. What is TENS, which is a heat with a transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation? Does that provide pain relief for acute joint and muscle pain?
It can. It's very, very popular. You can go to the pharmacy now and you can typically buy you know, over-the-counter TENS units. You know, you see Shaq on television promoting low back pain TENS unit, and you can control the amount of stimulation that you get, and it just simply you attach it to your back, and I'm sure there's instructions in it that tells you how to make sure that it's balanced on one side versus the other. And yeah, there's lots of these different types of units that are out there.
So there's another one called radio frequency or RF treatments. What are those about?
Well, these are another form of therapy which gives relief, and we need to deal with the corrupt nerve tracts to address the mechanism of pain to help shut it off. And these different types of therapy machines, if you will, what they're doing is they're just running a current through the nerve in an effort to try to re-educate. We talked in the first part of the show about how the circuits get stuck open.
Right.
This is in an effort to try to close those doors through using these electrical stimulations.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about acupuncture, since we're talking about non-electrical stimulation and using needles?
Well, it's been used for thousands of years. It is effective. You know, you need to ask your acupuncturist if they have any experience in treating pain, not just the theory of treating pain, but do they have any actual experience in applying the needles to stop nerve pain, et cetera, and what their experience is with that and what their history of success is with it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've even heard of things like virtual reality being used to treat pain, and I guess that's more of a psychological component that you could use to help people. I don't know if it's a distraction technique or more like a meditative technique where you can internally sort of calm the nerve responses down.
Well, that's true. There is more and more compelling research that says, yes, that virtual reality does work, and I feel we will find the new treatments that involve that technology as we go forward. It's interesting. My nephew is studying at Northeastern, which is up in Boston, and he's you know, he's very, very ingrained in his computer programming and all that kind of stuff. And he's doing a lot of virtual reality stuff to where, you know, people with missing an arm who may have phantom limb pain, you know, they do a virtual reality thing with the patient in an effort to basically show the brain that they still have an arm. And it's interesting, you know, I don't understand all of it fully because I haven't had the opportunity because he's been at school doing this kind of stuff. My hope is that I'll be able to have a conversation with him at some point to help understand what their theory is in terms of how it works. But it's fascinating technology.
I mean, yeah, speaking of that kind of technology, they seem to be able to now use some of these new robotic devices to be able to connect to the nerves, say, in the upper arm when the lower arm has been amputated, and then the person is actually able to learn how to control a prosthetic device.
Correct.
Well, this is really fascinating stuff. And one of the things that I think that is so important about this conversation, because pain is such an issue for so many people, and what you're talking about is being able to offer solutions other than going through drugs to be able to deal with pain. And as you mentioned, even people who have gotten hooked onto some of these medications who would like to get out of the addictive cycle, you have opportunities to make available for people. And what would the best way to go ahead and reach you be?
Well, I just want to add one more thing before we get to that information. I've had success with lots of people with different chronic pain. Probably my greatest star pupil was a young lady who came into my office. She'd been dealing with chronic pain with a condition called reflex sympathetic dystrophy for about 8 years. She was on 14 different medications to help control her pain and her discomfort. She weighed over 300 pounds. And when she came to see me, we got her pain to stop forever within 60 seconds of her being in my office.
60 seconds?
She got off of all of her medications, all 14 different prescription medications, and she lost 165 pounds. And so she's no longer in pain. She's taking no medications. She's lost more weight than she actually weighs now, and she's out being successful at the different endeavors that she's undertaking. And so this is some of the true life stories that can occur with people who you know, follow an alternative to taking the drugs or medications that always have harmful side effects. So if you are suffering out there with chronic pain and you have any questions or you have any things that you want to discuss, please give me a call. My phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. If you don't like using the phone and you want to be a little bit more incognito, you can always email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And it would be my pleasure to answer your emails and answer your questions. Yeah, I would look forward to helping anybody who is in chronic pain get out of chronic pain, but we're not going to use medications to do that. So thank you very much for your listening this week. I appreciate your time and your energy, and we'll be with you again next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.